Romans chapter number 7 and verse number 2, the Bible reads, "For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God." Now, in this scripture in verse 4, we see that this parable or this simile is being used of being married unto Jesus Christ and bringing forth fruit unto God. Now, the fruit of that wheat that falls into the ground is more wheat. It reproduces. It multiplies. We as human beings multiply by having children. That's why all the way back to Genesis 1, God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What's he telling them to do? Have children. And he even told the animal life, be fruitful and multiply. He even talked about the plant life in Genesis 1, having the seed within itself to do what? To reproduce and to bring forth after its own kind. And in Genesis 1, he says over and over again, after his kind, after his own kind, after its kind. Look, why do we get to the New Testament and just totally forget that? And all of a sudden we don't know what bringing forth fruit is. No, bringing forth fruit is reproducing after our own kind. And even tying it into marriage emphasizes that, because what's the fruit of my wife and I being married? Well, it's all lined up back there. There's a whole row of fruits back there lined up. These are the fruits of marriage. This is what happens when a man and a woman reproduce. You have 8 children that are in our image, meaning that they look like us. They appear like us. They have traits that are similar to our traits, and not even just physically, but also spiritually, mentally. Your children are going to take after you, because everything brings forth after its own kind. And so what we see here in this passage with Romans chapter 7 is that bringing forth fruit unto God spiritually is a team effort between us and Jesus reproducing and bringing forth fruit. Just like he said, you have to abide in the vine, you have to abide in me, and you'll bring forth much fruit. Just as I can't bring forth fruit without my wife, and my wife can't bring forth fruit without me. It's going to take both of us to bring forth fruit. It's the same way with soul winning, with winning people to Christ. I can't go out and win people to Christ without Jesus, without the Holy Spirit, right? Because I have to have the Word. Jesus is the Word. The Bible talks about the sower sows the Word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. This is that spiritual seed of the Word, okay? I have to have the Word of God, and I have to have the Holy Spirit inside me, or I'm not going to get anybody saved just going out without the Holy Spirit, without any Bible verses, just going out doing it in my own words and my own strength and my own wisdom. I'm not going to get anybody saved. But just as much, if I refuse to go, if I stay home, God's not going to go out and get the people saved without me. Right. Now, when Jesus was on this earth, he did the soul winning because he was a human being, okay? But he said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. He said, you're the light of the world. And Jesus Christ, the Bible says, has committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And they are the ones who will continue to be blinded, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in. And so God uses us to do the soul winning, and we have to have God do the soul winning. It has to be both involved. It's a team effort between us and God in order to win people unto Jesus Christ.